T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now it's time for the ultimate backfire. Hit the music whenever it's ready, though.
And now it's time for the ultimate backfire.
And there's plenty of sports stuff to go in with the ultimate backfire, Kevin.
Starting with the thing that I want to happen to you?
Nope.
Okay.
Starting with Joel Embiid.
Tweeted, what's he up to?
What team does he play for, Kevin?
76ers.
What city are they in?
Philly.
Is he watching this game?
He tweeted right before the game the Packers motto. What's the Packers motto?
Why don't you shut up, stupid fan?
No, that's not what it is. It's like, go. Oh. What is it? Go. What is it?
No, are you trying to? Oh, man. You're trying to get me to say it. I almost did.
Wow. That is maybe the only time that I did not walk Kevin right into a trap.
I know. I'm 1 in 80 now. Like, I've been outwitted by Corey at least 80 times.
He almost got me during that thing. I was like, dude, I know what it is. And then almost said it. And then I was like, wait a second.
This is a trick.
He tweeted out.
Great in horror movies, Colby. He'd be like, nope, not going in there.
Joel Embiid tweeted, go Pack, go. And the entire Philadelphia fan base is furious with him right now. Ned said, you packing your bags from Philly too, Chief? And then
what a stupid response that is. Okay, so do you not want Joel Embiid on your team?
Norman tweeted out, respectfully, Joel, go pound sand.
All right, I approve of that.
Like with his feet, or try and make more sand?
Dimes tweeted out, future Nick, LFG. That's a word you can't say on air.
Oh. Go?
From Bob Sicmano, bad move. Because if you're not from my city,
is that a Seinfeld character?
Play sports in my city, you have to be a fan of my town. That's just how it works.
I know. No,
Jalen Brunson.
I understand that, but I don't understand people are like, why don't you pack your bags? Like, okay, you're going to lose your best player because you're mad about that? That's dumb. I would be like, I wish you would support the home team. Like, that would be my, I mean, admittedly soft tweet. But then again, we've learned on Twitter, people don't always have the most rational opinions. The guy who called out Mike Minor, and Mike said, ask me if I care, Pete. He immediately responded, congratulations on number 200. Mm. What the hell is that?
Kevin, I can't tell if it's an ultimate backfire on you don't have to do that, Reggie, on Joel Embiid.
But I want to.
Or if it is Joel Embiid winning Troll of the Week. Because is he just trolling Philly fans right now with that?
It's not hard to do, right? Because it's Philly fan. I mean, they're not the city of brotherly love. They hate things.
Dude, the shit. You might need to drop that.
Uh huh.
Sorry about that. They're the city of brotherly shove. I got ahead of myself there. Woo! I mean, if you're listening on the stream, I'm not wrong about that other part, right?
Whoa.
I'm not wrong about that other part. If you're listening on the stream. Congratulations. My brain worked faster than my mouth.
Kevin,
I'm
going to let you take the next story.
So every time that Corey talks about that thing that he talks about with the Rangers that we don't need to speak of, I take you to this story, and there was a video, and I thought, you should probably not watch this video. But then I also thought, well, it doesn't say that he died.
Okay.
So the headline.
The
headline says.
I didn't even think about that.
Referee shot in the head by cannon during college football game. I couldn't not read that story. And when I saw there was a video, I couldn't not watch the video. Because I wanted to know, how did he not die if he got shot in the head with a cannon? Like, that just seems, unless it was Nick Cannon or Reggie Cannon.
Because he's weak.
I don't know how he doesn't die. Well, Here's how he didn't die. The cannon was not loaded with, like, conventional gunpowder or anything like that.
Did you say how like this is this a school cannon
yeah.
or is this a just so, like a fan brought their own?
So the Maine Maritime Academy, yeah, it was their homecoming game. So
Coco.
And yes. So an alum brought his own cannon to the game because there's a tradition of firing off a cannon for every touchdown. And I guess there was some problem with like the regular cannon. And so instead of being loaded with blank shells, this one was loaded with black powder and, quote, a substance that he had made into a wad. Huh? Okay, that part from the Bangor Daily News is just fantastic journalism right there. That's
Watch
a great
shove
quote.
My wad in this cannon.
Yeah, a quote substance that he made into a wad. And so that wad got shot out from the cannon. That is legitimate. And it hit the referee in the head, and then the referee fell, but he lived. Like, he was okay. I mean, outside of the obvious psychological toll that this is going to take on him.
I've just watched the video. Ref drops. Like, boom, boom.
He gets hit in the back of the head and looks like he was shot.
Right. Now, the thing is, as you can tell, that it wasn't anything that was loaded into said cannon that might have, I mean, maybe parts of the wad hit him, but there wasn't anything that made him fly away
yes.
like if he would have got hit by an actual cannonball.
Did you also notice for about 5 seconds, 10 seconds, the only person that cares is the other ref?
Right.
Like the player, like eventually some of the players are like, hold on, did that guy just get shot by the cannon? We should probably do something.
From the 806, Ultimate Backfire, ran into a hot girl I went to high school with and asked her out. Within 5 minutes, she said she had always been in love with me and wanted to get married.
Oh, man.
Psycho alert.
Oh, see, but like, are you also flattered that she wanted to marry you?
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I've had people say they want to marry me, but never actually been able to go all the way.
You're the kind of guy that I want to marry is what you want to hear from a chick.
Now in this situation, do you just immediately run or do you diddle and run?
You'd get her drunk and then drop her off somewhere.
I mean, you don't have to do that.
Where are you dropping her off?
Huh?
Her parents' house.
What?
That way she's safe. Look, I don't know what happened, but she's insane. I got to let her go. But here, you're her parents. You take care of her.
Oh, okay.
She's an adult now. She should be able to take care of herself. But look, I had to bring her here to you. Then leave.
Okay. Do you tell them what else happened? Or
wait, so why did you get her drunk? I feel like you could have just taken her to her parents' house.
I mean, you
from the beginning.
She's not getting out of your car. She Whoa, might even hold you hostage at this point, dude. If you just take her there without getting her drunk.
Huh?
Yeah, you gotta have her in a state where she doesn't know what she's doing so that you can be like,
all right, I want to go ahead and stop this right there.
We need some disclaimers here, Kevin.
We definitely, Entercom and the KNC Masterpiece, do not advocate any of what was just
she's
said.
She's already psycho, dude. She could charge you up or something.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to take me to my parents now?
I'm all for not dealing with somebody who's a psycho, but not some of those other things.
So you're saying just run?
Yeah, just run.
Okay.
I mean, but you know,
you know what?
I like a good compliment.
Too. What?
If somebody told me they wanted to marry me, I would be like, well, that's lovely. Like, why? I would want to hear more about it.
From the A17, I just want Reggie to hit the drop when Ultimate Backfire is said.
For Ultimate Backfire? He wants to hear us play the Ultimate Backfire sounder.
877-881-1053. If you have an Ultimate Backfire moment, feel free to text it in.
From the 214 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, got a job on a whim recently and just got promoted. It was supposed to be just a quick pastime. Ultimate backfire.
Hold on. Is that a real job, or is he saying, like, this relationship just became more serious than he anticipated? Man, when I started...
Is that the same text, you think? It's like he's
being held hostage.
Oh, no!
That was his secret text to us.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I thought my job at the video store was going to be a pass-through summer job, and then I ended up staying there for 2 years. Like, we've all had a job, right, that you ended up there far longer than anticipated?
Oh, man, somebody said that was her slick way of getting rid of him. freak him out with the marriage. There's no quicker way to scare somebody off than tell them you love them.
This is a good point, too, from the 214. Only way to have sex is you have to get married first.
That's true.
It's a good point. You don't want to be immoral and have sex before marriage. That's not okay.
The 806 texted back in. He diddled and ran.
Nice.
Wasn't going to diddle just because she kind of scared me, but she insisted.
So I thought I was being a gentleman.
By granting one of her wishes. Good job, sir.
See?
Good job.
I'm trying to take care of people in the world.
Diddle what you can diddle.
As is always the case.
From the 214, what are you going to do? Shoot me with a cannon? That ref, probably.
Yeah, and then guess what happened? Guys, ultimate backfire for somebody who we've talked about quite frequently on this show, Nick Kyrgios, the tennis player. Well, remember the last time he had kind of a breakdown? He started smashing rackets again after he said he wasn't gonna. So the ATP concluded that he committed aggravated behavior under the player major offense. I didn't know that was a thing. Congratulations, Corey. The tour fined him $25,000, banned him for 16 weeks, almost a third of the year, and then sanctions will be applied if he commits several similar acts of bad behavior in the next 6 months. He also has to agree to get a mental coach while competing at events and see a behavioral specialist. So he's been suspended for a third of the year.
This is the dude who saw a thick girl in the stands?
Yes. Right. Yes. And he goes, I wanted to marry her right then.
Oh.
And so he's also been accused of tanking matches for betting purposes, smashing things, calling referees, all kinds of terrible things. So fine $25,000, suspended for a third of the season. He's going to get suspended an extra 6 months if he does anything again. Has to have a mental coach there and get behavioral management. That's a lot.
Seems like a lot of extra stuff. But yeah. I guess if you're if you really want to do this thing, you're going to do the extra stuff, right? If they're going to find out if he really wants to or not.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Putting him through this kind of regimen in order to make it.
The 972 ultimate backfire. Hooked up with my ex-wife a year after the divorce. Was just told that she's pregnant. Oh.
What if it's not yours?
I mean, that's what he's surely hoping. For, right?
I mean, you can't be the only one, right?
I mean, you can.
Y'all aren't together.
You can if it was the ex-wife and both had kind of, or she kind of ran so without action that she was okay with the husband coming back through just for a quickie.
Is that because you don't have to add to your number or you know what to expect or?
Or maybe it's just you're really busy. You're really busy and you don't have time to go find that.
Go beat
that person.
A new person.
That's right.
The 432 ultimate backfire. I sleep with the boss's wife after I got a promotion. Problem is with tents on that, Kevin. I don't know if they're planning to do it after they got a promotion or
oh,
if they.
Yeah. That does sound kind of like future tense, not slept. Oh, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, it sounds like current tense as if that is currently happening.
From the 682 ultimate backfire, I was on my way to an interview once, got a bit of road rage, and I flipped somebody off. The person I flipped off was the interviewer.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. Plus, Texas, you never know what they got under the seat.
I saw that on the Jack Ryan show on Amazon Prime.
It could be a cannon.
It was John Krasinski doing the talk show. Welcome back to the Jack Ryan show.
It's pretty good, actually.
Would you watch that?
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.